something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Faith doesn't chicken out because of the result, the temporary result. Okay, I believe I've been healed. I just want to go to the doctor for a proof. So he goes to the doctor for a proof, whoever's sitting there. They say, oh, you sure you're all right? He says, yeah, I'm all right. You sure you're breathing fine? I'm breathing fine, yeah? Look, you are worse now than the last test. Then he goes, you sure? No, sir, it can't be. And I say, look at it. Can you read this thing? Yeah, it's worse now than before. We told you need surgery. The earlier, the better. So go and make up your mind. It's okay. Then he goes, Father. Now, when he was coming to the hospital, he was rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. You know? Now he's going back and says, Father. Oh. Now he sees himself in the hospital. He sees himself admitted. He sees himself being cut open. And I reject it. I reject it. And the more he rejects it, the more he sees it. So he wonders what faith really is, because he thought this was faith. He thought it was faith because he proclaimed it and went to the doctor and was expecting something nice and didn't happen. He might have even done it 3 times. And the doctor was now finally angry and said, why do you keep coming? I've told you this thing is worse. Let me tell you something. Nobody can know faith like the knowledge you can have in your spirit, because faith is a response of the human spirit to the word of God. It's not a feeling. It's a response of the human spirit to the word of God. And don't let the circumstances of your life be dictated by what others say, but by what the word of God says. What the word of God says. And you should be unshaken by the temporary result. Unshaken. In faith, you set your focus on the result that the word gives to you. You stay your mind on the word. The Bible says, thou would keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. The peace of prosperity. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. So you stay your mind. You stay, because your mind can wander from place to place. So you stay your mind on what God gives you. You stay your mind. And every day, You set a time to focus your attention on it every day. Give yourself the picture of the result you expect by meditation. And then, like we talked about, the three stages of meditation, you remember? What's the final stage? Hagar. What happens there? You roar. At that point, it just dawns on your spirit, and nobody can take it from you. See, at the beginning stages, you're meditating on it. See, I'm working on something. See, faith may not create it for you at once. It can create it over a period of time. Could be hours, days, weeks, months, or even years, depending on what the case is. You set your mind on it. From time to time, you create that picture in your mind and drop it in your spirit. You see, you create it in your mind because your imaginative power is your creative ability. Are you hearing me? So you use your mind to imagine it and drop it in your spirit, and your spirit will create it for you. And once you have it strong in your spirit, it will come out in your words. Until you live in the realm and the reality of that which you have created within your spirit. And then nobody can take it away from you because it's now so real. It's there. It's real. The circumstances may lie to you, but that's what they are now. They're lying. Now you know. You know that you know that you know you've got it. Outwardly, it may not look so. But now you know you've got it. You know. You know. Now it will be revealed in your prayer, the way you talk about it. You're not going to be asking God for it anymore. You've transcended that. Because now you know you got it. Faith knows. Because faith is evidence. You see that? Faith is evidence. It's proof. When it's faith, it's proof. You can't have faith and come back and say, I don't know why I didn't get it. Because faith doesn't know it didn't get it. Because faith got it and faith had the proof. How could you have had faith and come back to say, I don't know why I didn't get it? The moment you can think, why didn't I get it? You should know you didn't have faith. Because faith didn't get it. You get it? Because faith is the substance, that means proof, presence, present evidence. Faith is the title deed. Don't you understand? The title deed to unseen realities. That means when it's faith, it means you have the proof that you have it. Now, if you come back and say, I don't know why it didn't work. I thought you said you had evidence. You mean your evidence was a lie? If it was a lie, it was not faith. You see that? Faith is the evidence. Proof. How could you have a proof of something and say, I don't know why it didn't work? It didn't work? I thought you said you had evidence that it worked. You see? That fellow didn't know what faith was. He was living in unbelief and thought he had faith. You still there? Faith is proof. Faith is evidence. Faith is substance. I got it. I know. I know. I'm living in the reality of it. I know. Glory to God, I know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know. And I give praise to God. Father, I thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. See, I'm not praying to make it happen. Because I already have it. See that? I'm not trying to make God do it. Because I have proof that I have it. That's faith. Can you see it? Hey, paint the picture. Have the image. Drop it in your spirit. let your spirit create it for you. And once your spirit has it made, you got it. Now you can walk around saying, I have it. I sure do. I'm a successful life. Man, oh man, I'm a successful life. I'm telling you, I'll never be defeated. See that? I'll never be defeated. It's impossible. I'm a victor for life. Oh yeah, sure. Come on. Come on. I'll never be broke in my life. Never. So somebody said, if something should happen and you're broke, you change. Change? You don't understand this thing. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about one day you might just wake up and discover you are now a girl? Does it go through your mind? That maybe one day you just sleep and then you just wake up. You that you are a man. You just suddenly, you're a man. You have maybe 3-5 children. Suddenly you just wake up and find you are now a girl. No, does it go through your mind that it might happen? If that can't go through your mind, neither should this go through your mind about failure. Listen. See, you can have a weapon and you don't know how to use it. You're not dangerous. And even if you know how to use it and you don't have the guts to use it, you are not dangerous. But if you got it and know how to use it and have the guts to, you're sure dangerous. If you have money in the bank, lots of money, and you don't know about it, it won't change your life. You've got to know about it to be able to use it. If you don't know, you live like you never had it. But if you know, you must have the faith to use it, the willingness to use it. Otherwise, it still would mean nothing.
The Level Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Level Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Level Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice, launch your own podcast, or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228. This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. When God gave the children of Israel the promised land, He gave it to them with giants in it. He didn't give them a land that was free of trouble. He gave them a land flowing with milk and honey, all right, full of prosperity, but with giants inside. And it was up to them to trust His word and overcome and drive out the giants. And we talked about Caleb, who was full of faith, and like the Bible says, who had a different spirit. And at the age of 85, he said to Joshua, remember that God made a promise through Moses to give me Hebron. And Hebron was full of giants. And he said, if the Lord be with me, I will drive out the giants. And he was given Hebron. And the Bible tells us, that 15th chapter of the book of Joshua, that he drove out the giants. Praise God. He drove out the giants. He said, if the Lord be with me, and that was all he needed, that God would be with him. He said, I will be able to drive out the giants. He didn't even ask for help. He said, I will be able to drive out the giants. Then he said, now therefore give me this mountain. A mountain full of giants. Praise God. Amen. Now that's the mentality that we ought to have. That's the way we are. We're born in that family, a family of faith. That's where we belong. Did you know if a child grew up among apes, he would believe he's an ape? If he grew up among monkeys, even without a tail, he'll believe he's a monkey. If you grow up among negative thinkers, negative talkers, you'd be that way. Negativism is acquired. And we acquire it from our environment, from those with whom we deal on a daily basis. So it matters where your spiritual environment is. You know, we talked about Wednesday night how that Moses did send out 12 spies, and 10 of them said, we cannot take the place, we cannot take the land, it's full of giants. We can't. He said, the giants are so big, and we were before them as grasshoppers. And even when we looked at ourselves, we were as grasshoppers before them. So they said, so let's get out of here. We can't take it. But only two of them stood out and said, look, we can. The giants will be bread for us. They said, let's go up at once. Oh, I like the communication. Let's go up at once. Let's go now. In most families, children are brought up with the mentality of failure. They're told all the time they can't. They're told all the time how bad they are, how foolish they are, how stupid they are. Because you know, it's easier to learn the curses than the blessings. When I was a little boy, I traveled around with my dad to several cities because he was transferred almost every year. For my primary school, I attended 9 primary schools. 9. Before I finished primary 6, 9 primary schools. Moving around with him all the time. And in many of those places we went to, I learned the abuses first in school. The abusive words in their language. They were the words I learned first. Because they were the things I heard first in school. It's just the way people are. They learn the negative life first. So we respond to fear first. Before we ever hear anything about faith. Because most of us didn't grow up in an environment of faith. So even sometimes some of the things I share are even hard for many pastors, ministers. Hard. Because they grew up in an environment of unbelief. And fear and doubt. And poverty. And negativism. Such that even those who grew up in well-to-do families were so negative and fearful in their lives, they eventually lost everything they had. Well, well, well. Glory to God. Are you still here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. In Hebrews, book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Say it with me. Faith is what?
Faith.
It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is giving substance to things hoped for. It is the evidence of the unseen. Now, the Amplified Version gives it this way. Well, what we just quoted together was mostly from the King James Version. I know most of you have the King James Version. All right. From the Amplified, it says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. A conviction of their reality. Hallelujah. That's remarkable. Remarkable. Another version. Now, faith is a well-grounded assurance of that for which we hope, and a conviction of the reality of things we do not see. It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is there. The confident assurance that what we hope for is there, and the conviction that what we do not see is real. You know, it's easy for people to believe in the past and believe in the future and have problems with today. All right? Jesus died for me. Praise the Lord. They believe that. I mean, there are people who are ready to die for that. They'll stake their lives on that. I believe. I know. I'm confident Jesus died for me. When? almost 2,000 years ago. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He does believe that. He's confident of that. He's assured of that knowledge. And then they go to the next one. He's coming again. I know he's coming again. That's the future. They'll stake their lives on that. Jesus will surely come back. All right. Between the past and the future is the present. So what is he doing now? What about today? What does Jesus mean to me today?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228. Or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.